Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with Representative Anthony Brindisi, a first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District. I know that you've been paying attention to one of the worst things that has happened in this country, and that is a crisis over opioids. Can you give us a little bit of a primer on where you are?
Sure. Well, it's an issue that I heard a lot about through the campaign. I've seen it in my own local community. I've seen statistics of opioid-related deaths going up throughout the congressional district. There was some good legislation that was passed last year down in Washington to help combat the opioid epidemic. The problem is there's not much funding behind some of these programs, which is something that we need because in rural areas, places like New York 22, one of the challenges that we face is access to treatment in some of these more rural areas and small towns. So we need to look at how we can provide better treatment options in these areas that have a lack of access to treatment. We should look at programs that are actually working to help cut down on opioid abuse. And I can tell you, as a member of the Veterans Affairs Committee, I've been visiting the clinics, the veterans, the VA clinics in the congressional district, and talking to folks at the VA in our region. And what they have seen is actually a drop in opioid usage because they through the VA have been utilizing other types of treatment to combat pain. They have what they call the whole health program, which uses things like acupuncture and other types of treatment that help combat pain. And it has led to a decrease in opioid prescriptions, which is a good thing. And we should look at how do we model something like that for the private health insurance world, where sometimes insurance won't cover acupuncture or chiropractic or other types of treatment that are physical therapy or things like that that are meant to help cope with pain. You know, we shouldn't be so quick to just prescribe a pill when there's other treatments that are out there that will help alleviate pain or help people cope with pain, and we should model that.
I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a close relative who, however, was in the last stages of life, was in great pain, and one place just wanted to give him Tylenol. He died a week later. You know, you don't want to throw the baby out with the dirty water, right?
Right, right. Yeah, you have to look at all of this and try and figure out what works, what kind of programs are working to help reduce reliance on opioid prescriptions, recognizing that there still are many people out there who do need prescriptions, so you have to strike that right balance.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you a little bit about your farmers. Obviously, you're on the Agriculture Committee, you're thinking about this a lot. Farmers traditionally had been, you know, at least across the country, had been pro-Trump. Do you see any of that changing?
It's hard to say. I from talking to farmers throughout the 22nd district, what they are looking for, they're very pro results. I wouldn't say that they're more inclined to support the Democrats or the Republicans. What they really say to me as I tour farms throughout the district is we just want people working together. We don't care what party you are, but we have real concerns. We have concerns with tariffs. We have concerns over dairy prices. We have concerns over other issues, immigration issues, and trying to find enough workers to come work on farms in upstate New York. And they want things. They want action. They want things done down in Washington. You know, if there's a problem on the farm, they fix it. And they don't. It's hard to understand why these issues, which seem to be common sense, don't get fixed down in Washington. So I'm on the Agriculture Committee. It was my top choice, something I wanted to be on because we have so many farms throughout the congressional district. As part of my service on the Ag Committee, we're establishing an agricultural advisory committee back home, and we're going to be meeting this month for the first time. So I get to hear from stakeholders, farmers, other stakeholders that have concerns before the Ag Committee from the local community. I can hear firsthand from them what their concerns are and how we can help work on some of those issues down here in Washington. So the probably the most immediate thing that is going to be an issue this House is going to have to take up is the new the new NAFTA, the new trade deal with Mexico and Canada, that has to be approved by Congress, and we're soliciting feedback now from farmers and other stakeholders as to how that would impact them.
When the farmers, you know, roll up their sleeves and talk to you, talk to me about a little bit about trade and tariffs. How does that affect their ability to make a living?
Tariffs have hurt. Tariffs have hurt farmers in the district. I can point to one farmer that I've talked to down in Cortland County, big dairy farm, big by New York State standards, maybe not so big as compared to farms out in Wisconsin and some of the Midwest dairy farms, but certainly tariffs have impacted this particular dairy farm because they did export some dairy to places like Mexico, and trade policy and tariffs have hurt their bottom line. Hopefully the new USMCA trade deal will help some of the small and medium-sized dairy farmers moving forward, but it's hard because we're seeing a lot of farms go out of business, and I hate to see any farm go out of business. These are individuals who love their land, love their community. These farms have been in their families for generations. No farmer is looking to become a millionaire. They just want to be able to work their land, to raise their family, to support their family, and earn a living. And I think we owe that to them.
Anthony Brindisi, many of us are a second or third generation away from immigration ourselves, our parents and our grandparents. And the 22nd District, of course, has a fair share of immigrants in the district. What are you making of the present immigration crisis?
Well, it really is sad that we can't come together and solve some of these issues. Again, to me, it seems like common sense that, you know, we can solve a lot of these immigration issues, but there's just so much opposition and rhetoric out there and fear-mongering that it's hard to come together. But, you know, you take an issue like agriculture. Our farmers need to have a reliable workforce. Many of their workers come from Central America. They're having a hard time now finding workers, and if they can't find a workforce, it's hard to sustain some of these farms. So we need to fix our guest worker visa program. That's an issue that I'm trying to work on. It has bipartisan support, so I'm working with some colleagues on both sides of the aisle to try and move some legislation to help our farmers with the guest worker visa program. But Utica, where I live, has had a very successful track record resettling refugees, being welcoming to immigrants into the community. And what we have seen is it's helped places like Utica because population is on the incline. They are starting businesses, they own homes, and it's been a good thing for us.
Very, very quickly, because I only got a minute, you got your first bill in, and that it provides oversight, Transparency for Cable Consumers Act, and provide oversight of the cable and internet providers. Can you give us a minute's worth on that?
Absolutely. Big problem that I have, that we have in New York State, is with our cable company, Spectrum Cable. You know, they are the monopoly in many regions throughout the state. They have raised prices. They have not expanded their service into small towns and rural areas, and are really doing very well under the tax bill and other programs that they have gotten from Washington. So we want more oversight of cable industry when they're not living up to their promises, or when they're being fined by state public service commissions. They should have to report more to the FCC, and the FCC should take action against these kinds of companies who are the sole monopoly, the monopoly of cable providers in certain regions.
All well said, and I got to say that when the Spectrum people come to my house, I always get a call and say, was the person who came to the house, is the person on the phone okay? I don't want to hold them responsible. I want to hold Spectrum responsible.
No, the workers are great. It's the corporate, it's the higher-ups there that are really taking advantage right now.
Glad you gave me a chance to say that. Anthony Brindisi, first-term Democrat from New York's 22nd Congressional District, thanks for being on with us. We look forward to many conversations with you.
Thank you, Alan. Anytime.